So before we begin my sermon, you may have some feelings about the election.
在我开始今天的讲道之前，大家可能对这次的选举有一些情绪。
Whether you feel the country will be better or the country is doomed.
不管你是觉得这个国家现在有了选举结果之后会更好，还是已经要走向毁灭。
Whether the sky will be sunny or the sky is falling.
是不管是天色长蓝还是天空要掉下来了。
We need to pray for those who are in power, whether you voted for them or not.
我们必须为执政掌权的祷告，不管你是否给他投票了。
Also, let's remind each other that who is still sitting on the throne in heaven.
我们也必须彼此提醒，谁是在宝座上做王的那一位。
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
耶稣基督昨天、今天、明天永不改变。
Yeah, so, citizens of the kingdom of heaven, remember to look up and look ahead.
所以天国的子民要记得要往上看，往前看。
Because of Emmanuel, God is with us. Yeah, yeah. 因为我们的神是一位以马内利的神，就是神与我们同在的。So let us look up and look ahead. 所以让我们就举目，让我们来展望。All right, so last time I shared a message with you in September.
九月份的时候我跟大家分享的信息是
And I mentioned that I have a habit of using the microwave to heat up my breakfast in 1 minute, 30 seconds.
我告诉你们，我有个习惯，就是每天早晨用1分30秒的时间，用微波炉来做我的早餐。
Yeah, and after that sermon, my wife confessed to me that she has heated up my breakfast only in 1 minute and 20 seconds.
然后讲完之后呢，我太太就告诉我，她就承认说，她实际上只用1分20秒来做我的早餐。
Now I know why sometimes my breakfast was not hot enough.
所以我现在明白为什么我的早餐有时候没那么热。
Yeah. And those of you that who don't know what I'm talking about, you can listen to my sermon at our church website.
如果你们不了解我讲了什么，你们可以回去听我上次那个讲道，在教会的网站上。
And today's sermon is a continuation, so it will be beneficial to listen to the previous sermon.
今天的这个讲道实际上是接着上一次的那个，所以呢，如果你能够回去就是连着听呢，是对你有帮助的。
And don't leave now to listen and do that after the service.
不要现在就去听，等我讲完之后，如果你有时间就可以回去听一下。
Okay, all right. So in our celebration of a 40th anniversary, it's time for us to pause and to refocus our understanding of what the biblical vision of the church is.
然后在我们堂庆40年的时候，可以让我们停下来，重新来反思回想，就是属于这个圣经的这个庆祝是什么？
Okay. All right, so we looked at the book of Acts, the foundation story, how the church got started.
所以我们要看一下《使徒行传》里，看看最基本的这个故事，就是我们的教会最初是怎样开始的。
And based on the first two chapters of the book of Acts, church is a community of people who gather around not a religious idea or a certain way of to be spiritual.
所以在《使徒行传》的第一、第二章里头，我们看到这教会实际上就是一群有着共同理念的人来集合在一起，他们不是为了某个圣经的一个概念，或者不是为了某个宗教概念，或者是某种人生哲学结合在一起的。
And we gather around foremost a person, the risen Jesus.
我们联合在一起，主要是围绕着一个人，耶稣。
We believe that he is alive and real.
我们相信他是活着，而且是真实的。
And he looks towards, we look towards him at the center, and he looks back at us and guides us as a community.
我们把他视为我们的中心，而且他也回头看我们，而且就来指导我们怎样行事。
Yeah. And we are a group of people empowered by the Holy Spirit to be the witnesses of the risen Jesus.
我们这群人也有着圣灵的能力，能够为复活的耶稣做见证。
And we are connected to Jesus individually and cross-connected with each other as a community.
我们也彼此相连，我们不只是与耶稣相连，我们也彼此相连接。
And so in chapter 2, after Peter's amazing witness to the risen Jesus, 3,000 people were added to their number.
所以在第二章《使徒行传》第二章，彼得在他彼得的这个为复活的耶稣做了奇妙的见证之后，有三千人被加进他。
So what did these followers of Jesus do?
那这些跟随耶稣的人做些什么呢？
So they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles.
我们看到这个《使徒行传》的二章四到四十二、四十三节，他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、拨饼、祈祷。众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多神奇事、神迹。
And all the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need.
信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产、家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。
So last time we discussed that the church devoted themselves to four habits.
我们上次上一堂讲到，我分享了大概就是在教会里面我们有四个习惯，他们要听使徒的教训。
One way to think about church and what it means to be a Christian is to adopt a whole new set of routines around a new set of priorities.
所以我们想到一个教会，我们要想到成为使徒，成为信徒，我们就要必须要建立一个新的生活习惯。
We have the focal point of the risen Jesus.
我们当然是注目于耶稣。
And we have a set of habits around a core set of priorities.
我们也有同样要事情的优先权要重新摆，也必须形成新的习惯。
The first habit is that they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
第一个习惯就是他们要开始专心听从使徒的教训。
Church is foremost a community of learning.
教会首先是一个来学习的地方。
If you believe the gospel, the meaning of life, death, and resurrection of Jesus is true,
如果你相信福音书，你相信耶稣的生死和他的复活都是真实的。
What does it mean to every part of your life and experiences?
这对你的人生的每一个方面和你的人生历程经历有什么影响呢？
How do you think about relationships and about work?
你对于这个建立的关系和你的工作有些什么样的看法？
About money and possessions.
包括你对于金钱，对于所拥有的财物有什么不一样的看法？
About arts and politics.
甚至包括艺术，包括这个就是政治观念，你这上面对你有什么影响？
Yeah, so anything and everything about your life, right? So what does it mean to all of that?
你的其实就是我们说到的，就是你生活之中的各个方方面面，它对你来讲，这意味着什么呢
？So our mind needs to be remade through the apostles' teaching.
所以通过使徒的教训，我们的头脑需要重新来搭一下线。
And the community gathered to learn a whole new way of life.
一个团体聚集在一起，来重新学习一种新的生活方式。
A new way of thinking, a new way of behaving.
一种新的思考方式，一种新的行动方式。
And the second habit is that they devoted to fellowship.
第二个习惯就是他们要有团契，彼此交接。
And so we're going to talk about that today, so I'm going to skip the next one.
我们今天就要专注谈一谈团契，所以我现在先走到第三个习惯。
And the third habit is that they devoted to breaking of bread, eating together.
所以第三个他们恒心遵守的习惯是要拨饼，也就是彼此要建立关系，一起吃饭。
It's a community of intentionality.
这其实是一个有意识的结合在一起的一个团体，有目的的。
Intentionally committing to creating relational connections with each other because they share the same Lord.
因为他们彼此连接在一起是有目的的，要彼此建立关系，因为他们都是跟主连接在一起的。
And the last habit is that they devoted to prayer.
第四个习惯就是他们恒心遵守的习惯是一起祷告。
And we could say that it's worship.
实际上这也就是一起敬拜的意思。
It's our response to the God who revealed himself to us in Jesus.
这是我们对向我们显现的耶稣的一种回应。
So we talked about all these habits last time, so we're going to focus in on the second habit, fellowship.
我们上次上一堂讲到是讲到这四个习惯，今天我们专注的是第二个习惯，团契。
Mm-hmm. The Greek word for fellowship is koinonia.
这个以希腊文字对于这个我们说的团契这个词在希腊文里是 koinonia, 可伊诺尼亚。
Fellowship is one of the, these churchy words that we rarely use outside of church.
团契这个词我们在教会以外的环境很少用到。
Yeah, when we get together and we had a wonderful time together, we'll say, oh, that was a great fellowship.
当我们在教会大家弟兄姐妹集合在一处有一个很美好的时间，我们就说哇，这个团契真是太美好了。
It means that we hang out and we had a wonderful time together.
这意思就是我们大家一起聚集有一个很美好的时光。
But this word is more than hanging out.
但这个词的意思可是远远超过只是在一起相交一段时间而已。
Yeah, we're going to let Luke describe the word koinonia for us.
我们请路加来给我们解释一下可伊诺尼亚这个词的意思。
In verse 44, we just read, it says, all the believers were together, they were hanging out together.
我们看到这个使徒行传第八章第四十四节它是这样说，信的人都在一处。
And had everything in common.
凡物公用。
Yeah, the word common...Right, it's, Luke is using a form of koinonia.
在公用这个词，实际上路加用的就是希腊文的可伊诺尼亚这个词。
So what does it mean that they had everything in common?
所以这个凡物公用是什么意思呢？
And he's telling us in verse 45, that they sold property and possessions and give to anyone who had need.
在第45章他这样说，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。
What Luke is saying is that these people dedicated themselves to this new commitment as a regular practice called koinonia.
所以路加的意思实际上是这些人开始委身，把自己就照着这个公用的这个原则在生活。
Because their mind is remade by the gospel, they now see their lives and their stuff differently within the community of Jesus' followers.
因为他们因为这个思想已经因为福音的缘故重新来搭线了，所以跟原来他们对于财务对于个人的这个经济自己的所拥有的看法是完全不一样的。
And so when they see that others are in need and they have the resources, they will share with them.
所以当他看到别人有需要而他自己有资源的时候，他就会跟他共享。
And this is a commitment to sharing all kinds of things.
这实际上是对一种委身，就是来分共享任何一样东西。
My resources, my stuff, my time.
我的资源，我的财务，我的时间。
Opening up my house to be a place of gathering.
开放我的家庭，让大家来聚会。
So koinonia is not just a fellowship and hangout.
所以这个可伊诺尼亚可不仅仅只是说大家在一起花些时间在一起玩啊什么的。
It's a commitment to share my life and my stuff with the community.
而实际上是一种委身，就是把我的生命，把我的时间都跟我这个团队里面的所有的人一起共享。
And then we're going to move on to chapter 4.
然后我们来看看使徒行传的第四章。
And this is a few weeks after Luke has paused the main story of Book of Acts and given us a more description about the life of the church.
这是在几个星期以后路加又来描述这个就是教会里的生活是什么样的。
Says all the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of their possessions was their own, but they shared everything they had. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And God's grace was so powerful at work in them, all that there were no needy person among them.For from time to time, those who owned land or houses sold them, brought the money from the sales and put it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to anyone who had need.
那许多信的人都是一心一意的，没有一人说他的东西有一样是自己的，都是大家公用。使徒大有能力，见证主耶稣复活，众人也都蒙大恩，内中也没有一个缺乏的，因为人人将田产房屋都卖了，把所卖的价银拿来，放在使徒脚前，照个人所需用的分给个人。
So this passage is similar to chapter 2 at first glance.
我们第一眼看过去，这一部分这经文其实和我们刚才读到第二章很像。
And at the end of 32, verse 32 says that they shared everything they had.
在第32节末尾他说他们没有一样东西是自己，都是大家共用。
And then some translation says that they had everything in common.
也有的翻译译法是这样译，就是说他们凡物共用。
And the word share, right? It's a form of koinonia. It's the same word in chapter 2, verse 44.
所以在这个经文里面，这个共享、分享这个词“公用”，实际上也是用的同样一个希腊字、希腊文字，是可伊诺尼亚。
Because of their commitment to koinonia, there were no needy persons among them.
因为他们对于凡物公用有这样的一个委身，所以他们中间没有人是有需求、有缺乏的。
They sold their possessions and brought the money to the apostle to distribute to the needy.
他们将田产房屋都卖了，把所卖的价银拿来放在使徒脚前，按个人所需用的分给个人。
So very similar to chapter 2.
所以跟这第二章所讲的几乎是一样的。
But in this passage, Luke is pointing out something in addition to chapter 2.
但在这一章里面，路加又特别的讲到一些更重要的东西。
In verse 33, it says, all the believers were one in heart and mind.
在第33节他说32节他说那许多信的人都是一心一意的。
So how many people are in church by now?
我们现在我们的教会有多少人？
At least 3,000 from chapter 2.
不是我们教会，是当初的这个安提阿教，就是最早的这个使徒的教会，至少有3000人，因为刚刚有3000人信主嘛。
So few months ago, these people were strangers to each other.
在几个月之前，这些人彼此还都是陌生人。
But because of the gospel, they are now connected to Jesus and connected to in a very unique way with each other.
但是因着福音，他们现在与耶稣基督有了联系，而且彼此之间有了特别不一样的一种联络，一种联系。
Not by blood relationship born of the same family, but by the faith relationship.
不是因为彼此的血缘关系，而是因为他们在信仰上的关系，他们彼此连结。
By believing in the blood of Jesus that saves sins, and they are born again into the family of God.
因为他们因着他们相信耶稣基督的宝血能够救赎他们，他们现在在一个同一个家庭里得到重生。
And so we appropriately call each other brothers and sisters because we have been adopted to the household of God the Father through the Son Jesus.
我们彼此互称弟兄姐妹是很合宜的，因为我们都是现在都是神家庭的一员，因着耶稣基督的缘故成了神家的子民。
So koinonia not only is just a meaning, is a sharing.
所以这个可伊诺尼亚实际上是还有共享分享的意思。
Yeah, not only it means a sharing.
它不仅仅是分享的意思。
But also it has a deep unifying value of the community.
所以更深层次的意思是它还有合一的一个团体合一的意思。
We share because we are in one family of the same Father and the same Lord Jesus.
我们共享是因为我们现在是一个家庭的成员，我们是有一个天父。
Koinonia is this a commitment in sharing with a sense of let's all make it together.
所以可伊诺尼亚这个词就是我们彼此共享，而且彼此一起来做这样事情。
And we are in this together, so in one heart and mind of the well-being of the people in the community.
我们都是一心一意的，我们彼此是合一的，所以我们如果有人有需求，我们都一起来帮助。
And there's more.
而且还有更多。
In verse 33, and God's grace was so powerful at work in them, all that there were no needy person among them.
我们看第33节，他说使徒
众人
也都蒙大恩，内中没有一个缺乏的。
So the original text of this beginning of sentence is the great grace was upon them all.
所以这其实在最初的这个文字里面是这样写的，就是神的大恩降临到他们所有的人，众人都蒙大恩。
And so Luke thinks that what they were doing is so remarkable that there is a power at work.
路加觉得他们所行的事情这样的有能力，他就觉得好像是他们中间有很大的这个力量，很大的能力在运行。
And the power that motivates and inspires these people to do with their stuff that people don't normally do.
这个大恩大力，让他们能够发动他们去做一些他们正常的时候他们不大会做的这样的事情。
And he has a word to describe what is at work in these people.
他用一个词来形容这些人所做的事情。
Yeah, and it's a grace.
这个词就是恩典，蒙的大恩，恩典。
Yeah, grace, great grace was upon them all.
神的大恩降临到他们所有的人。
Grace is another word with a very rich meanings.
恩典这个词也是有很丰富的含义的。
It has a very deep connection with the koinonia, which we will explore.
它跟这个恩典和可伊诺尼亚这个词是有彼此有很深密的联，很紧密的联系，我们之后会解释。
So, if you've been in church for a while, I hope you have heard the concept of grace.
如果你在教会已经有一段时间了，我希望你听说过恩典这个词的意思。
Yeah, the core idea of grace is the idea of gift, something that is given to us, not because we have earned it.
恩典这个词的核心含义是礼物，就是说有人给了我们这个免费的礼物，我们不需要去来，是靠自己的双手挣过来。
Okay. If we get what we have earned it, we call it wage or reward, not a gift.
如果是这个什么东西是我们双手挣来的，我们就把它叫就不是礼物了，我们就会把它叫我们的工资了，或者是我们的奖赏。
Grace is this is core concept of the gospel.
但是这个恩典这个词，它是福音书的核心。
What is God's response to the world of human beings who ignore the Creator?
神对于这个人类他所造的这个人类这对神I lost it. Could you
yeah,
repeat it?
Yeah. What is God's response to the world of human beings who ignore the creator?
对于神造了人但是人却忽视创造他们的创造者。神对于这样的他所造的人类他的反应是什么呢？
And these humans would redefine what is good and evil in always in their own selfish advantage.
但是作为人类总是来自己来定义什么是好的什么是坏的，而且是出于自私的目的，只是为了自己的好处。
And then we have ruined our relationships and the whole world.
我们已经毁掉了我们跟这个世界的关系，毁掉了这个世界，也毁掉了跟神的关系。
Yeah. So what is the Christian God's response to a world of people like that?
那么基督教的神对于这样的一个世界这样的人他的回应是什么？
His response is grace.
神的回应是恩典。
Not only does he not give us what we do deserve,
他不仅没有给我们配得的东西，
He gives us something that we do not deserve, which is a definition of gift.
他给了我们根本不配得到的东西，这也就是礼物这个词的意思。
And most of us are familiar with the concept that God in Jesus, in his life, death, and resurrection, in our place.
我们很多人都明白这个概念，就是说耶稣基督他降生，他被钉死十字架又复活，他实际上是取代了我们的位置来替我们付上了这个代价。
And if I grab onto Jesus in faith, what is true of him is true of me as a pure gift.
如果我们紧紧的能够抓着耶稣基督，那么在耶稣身上真实的东西也会在我们身上是真实的，这就是像一个白得的恩典一样，礼物一样。
He forgives our sins.
他让我们的罪得赦免。
He restores a relationship that was lost in the Garden of Eden.
他也重建我们跟神的关系，这个关系在伊甸园里就已经被丢掉了。
And adopts us into his family.
而且他让我接受我们成为他家庭的一员。
And we call it the gift of salvation.
我们把它叫做救赎的礼物。
And that's the basic meaning of the grace in New Testament, an undeserved gift.
所以在新约里面，这个恩典的意思就是不配得的礼物。
But the way that Luke uses, using this word seems to be more than just the gift of salvation.
但是路加在这儿用到恩典，他的意思好像是比这个一个免费的礼物要含义要更深。
When Luke says that great grace was upon them all,
当路加说神的众人也都蒙大恩，
he's not saying that the grace that their sins are forgiven by God.
他并没有说到这个他们的罪都得了被神赦免了这种恩典。
Now, actually, there's more in here.
他在这说的意思要更深。
The only way that Luke can describe what motivates these people to be so free to share their stuff for their well-being for others is grace.
路加只能就是说这些人能够把自己所有的东西拿出来来分享来帮助这些有缺乏的人他们能够这么做这个动机只能是出自于这个恩典。
When you accept grace, this gift from God, it starts to change you.
当你得到恩典得到这个从神来的礼物它就开始来改变你。
Especially, you have the habit of remaking your mind around the story of the gospel within the community of learning.
所以你就是开始在这个一起学习的这个使徒的这个门徒的团体之中，你开始重新来塑造自己的这个思维方式了。
And God's grace is not just something that He did to them.
神的这个恩典不只是说神对他们做了一些什么。
And actually, it becomes.A power, a presence in their lives that motivates and generates these kinds of behaviors.
这种恩典还能够变成了一种就是在他们身上的一种能力，让他们能够做一些事情。
Not only we are also being called to the act of giving to show grace by being generous.
我们也被呼召来去更为慷慨来分享自己所有的。
So Luke is saying that these people who probably did not know each other a year ago,
所以路加在这是说这些人可能一年之前彼此都互不认识。
Now have this dedicated to sharing because God's grace is messing with them.
现在他们开始彼此共享，是因为神的恩典在他们中间。
God's gift to them in Jesus begins motivating and empowering them.
所以神通过耶稣来给他们的这份礼物这份恩典能够让他们能够可以彼此去分享自己所有的。
And to a whole new way of living with each other, namely sharing, so none of them had any needs.
所以他们彼此可以分享自己所有的可以让他们中间没有一个人有缺乏。
And so there's a power presence in their lives to be generous.
所以他们生命之中就有这样的一个大能大力能够让他们能够非常慷慨。
So, and we're going to look at another story about Koinonia and Grace.
我们在这个还要再看一个故事，是这个故事也讲到可以诺尼亚这个分享和恩典的故事。
So about 15-20 years later, the church in Jerusalem had to disperse and expanding.
大概15-20年之后，就是耶路撒冷的教会就开始分散，同时也开始来扩大。
And a church was established up north about 300 miles in a city called Antioch.
所以有一个教会是在他们北边30里左右的安提阿教会建立起来。
From there, the good news of Jesus spread all over the big cities in the Roman world.
就从安提阿教会开始，就是这个关于耶稣基督的福音就传遍了罗马的大城市。
The key player who built those churches was Paul.
我们知道这个建立这些教会的这个核心使徒就是保罗。
He started these new communities of disciples.
他开始建立了这个门徒们的这些门徒训练新的这些门徒的团体。
And most were not Jewish or connected to the Jerusalem church.
他们中间这新发展起来的这些门徒很多都不是犹太人也跟犹太人没有什么关系。
So something happened to the region around Jerusalem.
因为在耶路撒冷那个地区发生了一些事情。
A huge food shortage, drought and famine.
我们知道那里有大旱灾，然后食物短缺，开始闹大饥荒。
And those Jewish Christians in Jerusalem were hit super hard.
所以在耶路撒冷的教会的这些犹太人就受了很大的打击。
Yeah, starvation, poverty, I mean, people could not find food.
人都找不到食物吃，所以很多人甚至都可能是会饿死。
And so Paul had this brilliant idea to make a quick trip around all the churches he started.
所以保罗就有了这个很好的一个主意，他就是他打算在他建立的教会的来一个巡回。
And to rally these non-Jewish Christians towards an act of unity with these Jewish Christians in Jerusalem across the thousands of miles that they've never met.
所以他就想着在这千里之外的这些教会他建立起的外邦人所有外邦人教会这些人跟犹太人原来跟这些犹太教徒是没有什么联系的但是现在他想要把他们联系在一起让他们合一。
Yeah, good. And not just an act of unity, but it's a fundraiser, an act of koinonia, sharing.
所以不只是让他们能够有联系，能够合一，而且他保罗实际上这个行程，他是为了去筹款，是为耶路撒冷的教会筹集款项。
Mm-hmm. And so we're going to read one episode related to Paul's fundraiser.
所以我们要读一段经文，就关于保罗的这次筹款之旅的一段经文。
And in 2 Corinthians, Paul is telling a story to the Corinthians about his trip to some of the Christians in the Macedonian region for their fundraising.
所以这实际上是在哥林多后书里边，保罗对于这个给耶路撒冷的教会讲了这个故事，就是他到了马其顿周围的这些教会，他所筹款的这个经历。
So Corinth, the Church of Corinth is here at the bottom, and Macedonia is in the north.
哥林多教会，我们看到哥林多教会是在底下，对的，最南边。然后这个马其顿这个地区，这有这就是在帖撒罗尼迦呀这些城市，在都在马其顿地区。
Right, and then one church we're familiar is Thessalonica.
对，我们对这个帖撒罗尼迦教会也比较熟悉。
And so he is telling a story. He's saying that Church of Corinth, and now, brothers and sisters, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches.
所以保罗对于这个哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹们说，我把神赐给马其顿众教会的恩告诉你们。
So if you are only read that verse, then what kind of story would you think that Paul is about to tell you?
如果你只是仅仅读了这一句经文，那么你觉得保罗会讲一个什么样的故事呢？
That probably you say that, oh, those people heard about the good news of Jesus, they accepted God's forgiveness and became the disciples of Jesus.
也许你会想，在保罗可能就要说，这些教会的人听到了耶稣基督的福音，然后他们就信了主，他们就开始大有信心了。
Yeah, but that's not the story.
但是这不是保罗要讲的故事。
In the midst of a very severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity.
保罗说，就是他们在患难中受大试炼的时候，仍有满足的快乐，在极穷之间还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩。
For I testify that they gave as much as they were able, and even beyond their ability, entirely on their own. They urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in this service to the Lord's people.
我可以证明他们是按照力量而且也过了力量自己甘心乐意的捐助再三的求我们准他们在这个供给圣徒的恩情上有份。
Now, we know about these Christians in Macedonia from Paul's letters in 1st and 2nd Thessalonians that they're going through some form of persecution.
我们从保罗的帖撒罗尼迦前书后书里面都看到保罗写到这些教会马其顿的教会他们实际上当时在受逼迫。
And in verse 2 says, in the midst of a severe persecution, they were overflowing with joy.
然后在哥林多后书这个八章二节他说就是他们在患难中在受逼迫的时候受大试炼的时候仍有满足的喜乐。
Yeah, and because these Christians had their faith anchored in Jesus.
因为这些教会他们把自己的这个信仰是牢牢地锚固在耶稣身上的。
And their circumstances would not determine the trajectory of their life, even when they were facing death itself.
即使他们是在面对死亡的时候，他们的这个信心也没有动摇，他们也不让他们的环境来决定他们的人生走向。
And they held on to the meaning of life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, and joy was flowing in the midst of their persecution.
因为他们紧紧地抓住耶稣基督，在耶稣基督对生死复活上，他们有份。他们在极穷之间还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩。
And on top of that, they were dirt poor.
不止如此，他们当时是非常非常贫穷。
And so Paul, could not believe how much money they could come up with.
所以保罗简直就没法相信他们居然能够筹出这么多钱。
And in verse 3, it says, for I testify, meaning that I swear to God that what I'm saying is true.
所以保罗在第三节里他说我可以证明他们说是按着力量过了力量来捐我 来证明说他们这样做是都是真实的都是真是真实的事情。
And it says, you know, we're going to leave them out because they were so poor, but they urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing.
所以保罗实际上是在说我们开始想着他们既然那么贫穷我们筹款就干脆就不要他们来筹了可是没有想到他们 按着力量过了力量再捐助，而且再三的求我们让他们在供给圣徒的恩情上有份。
And the word sharing actually is koinonia in Greek.
所以这里边供给这个词实际上是分享，也是koinonia这个词，同样一个词，希腊文。
And because of their commitment to the unity and sharing with these Christians they've never met,
因为他们对于合一的这种追求，这种委身，他们拿自己的财物跟他们从来没见过的这些基督徒们来分享。
And so they gave as much as they could.
他们是按着力量来捐助。
Yeah, actually, maybe let me correct myself, that they actually gave beyond their ability.
他们甚至是过了自己的力量在捐助。
Yeah, so in the midst of their persecution and the extreme poverty, they saw the needs of other Christians and begged to participate in sharing koinonia.
他们自己都在受逼迫，而且是自己是赤贫的状况，但是他们仍然是要按着自己的力量，过了力量，甘心乐意的捐助，而且再三的求这些使徒们让他们在这供给圣徒的恩情上有份。
And just kind of think about it, right? I mean, isn't this an amazing story?
所以想想看，这个故事是不是非常的让我们觉得惊奇？
Their commitment to the unity of those brothers and sisters in Jerusalem results in an act of sharing.
他们对于这个耶路撒冷的这些弟兄姐妹们，在合一上与他们合一上面有这样的委身，以至于他们想要过于自己能力要跟他们分享。
They've never met these people.
他们当然从来没有见过耶路撒冷的基督徒们。
But because they heard they were suffering, they became extremely generous in sharing the little resources they had.
他们听说他们那边有需要，所以就开始分享他们所拥有的一点点资源。
So, how do you explain something like that?
所以你怎么来解释他们这种做法呢？
Paul is actually using the same word that Luke is using to describe this crazy commitment to sharing.
所以保罗实际上是用了跟路加的用的同样一个字眼，就来形容这个他们分享的这个做法。
What happened to these Macedonian Christians?
所以对这些马其顿的这些教会的基督徒们，他们有什么事发生在他们身上呢？
Grace happened to them, something empowered them to be so generous.
他们有了恩典，所以他们就有了这样的大能大力，能够来分享，能够慷慨待人。
Yeah, okay, good, thank you. And then Paul now turns to the Corinthians in the next few verses.
所以在下面几句经文里，保罗又转向哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹。
Actually, the Corinthians had not really collected much of the donations.
实际上当时这个哥林多教会实际上还没有收集多少钱，没筹到多少款。
And then now Paul is really just kind of telling them that, hey, you guys really excel in everything.
所以保罗实际上在告诉他们说，你们在各方面都很出色。
Yeah, you see, you're in faith, being the disciples of Jesus.
所以你们在这个做主的门徒，你们也有信心。
And then in speech, right, how you talk about the new life.
你们在口才上也很棒，你们来谈到自己得到新生以后的生命。
In knowledge, learning about God.
你们的知识关于对于神更了解神的这种知识也很丰富。
And then in earnestness, you're eager to serve people.
而且你们在这个热心上也是，你们很愿意去招待别人，去服侍别人。
And in love, you're caring for us sacrificially.
你在爱心上，你们也很关心我们，而且是愿意为我们做出牺牲。
And that's great that you are growing in all those areas.
你们在这各个方面都有成长，这真是太棒了。
And don't forget, a part of being the disciples of Jesus is growing grace of giving and generosity.
但是不要忘了，就做耶稣门徒的有一个方面，就是我们必须在这个分享呀，在爱心，在这个共享慷慨上面也要有成长。
And so this is the commitment to koinonia.
所以这就是对于koinonia的委身。
So what both Paul and Luke are getting at is that when God looked at our broken world where we are just ignorant of him or willfully rebellious.
所以保罗和路加都在讲同一件事，就是当神看着我们这些他造的人，我们都很自私，我们也忽视跟神的关系，我们就只顾着自己的好处，而且背叛神。
Yeah, and God's response actually is to give a gift.
神的反应却是给我们一份礼物。
And this gift actually is to permanently bind himself to the broken, sinful, selfish humans by becoming one of us in Jesus.
这份礼物实际上是说永久的把我们这个破碎的这个世界，我们这些自私的人去跟神能够连接在一起。
And in his life, death, and resurrection, he has made the forgiveness of sins available to whoever wants to receive.
耶稣通过他的生死和他的复活的这个历程，能够让我们每一个愿意让自己的罪得赦免的人都能得到这份礼物。
And then when we pledge our faith and grab onto Jesus,
当我们来表达自己的信仰，我们紧紧抓住耶稣的时候。
And we are also joining a community of faith to remake our mind in learning.
我们实际上也是在加入这样一个团体，我们决心要把我们的头脑要重新塑造，要开始重新学习。
And also intentionally invest in relationship with each other.
而且彼此要有心去建立，重新建立关系。
And to worship, you know, Jesus as our focal point of our lives.
开始要敬拜耶稣基督，把它当作我们生活的中心。
And koinonia will follow because it's a natural outflow.
这个可以诺尼亚就是共享，就会接着下来就会这样做，因为这是我们所有的这一切的一个必然的结果，会流露出的结果。
So why is that?
为什么会这样？
Because when we accept this gift of salvation, God is sharing His life with us.
因为当我们接受了神给我们的这份礼物，神是把他的生命跟我们共享了。
And he binds us in Jesus sharing in our humanity.
他通过耶稣能够跟我们有这种血肉上的连结，因为耶稣是道成肉身了。
And at the same time, Holy Spirit takes residence in us to bind his life.
同时这个圣灵在我们心中进驻，住在我们中间，实际上也是把我们的生命跟他连接在一起。
And then he begins to share his character with us.
然后他的生命，他的这个生命之中的一些特质也开始跟我们共享。
And he is really prodding, influencing us to get our eyes off ourselves and onto the needs of others so we can do something about it.
所以神实际上是让我们的把这个眼光从自己的身上挪开，能够来看到旁边周围有需要的人，让我们来能够彼此来帮助。
And this will result in koinonia.
所以这个最后这样的结果就是可以努力啊，就是共享。
We'll have the heightened sense of unity and commitment to the community of disciples we're part of.
我们作为这个门徒团体的一员，我们开始就有了这个共享的这种特质。
And a very heightened commitment to sharing my life, my time, my resources to benefit other people.
我们也就有了这样的一个高度的尾声，能够把我的资源、我的时间、我的生命跟周围的弟兄姐妹共享。
And Paul reminds us to excel in the grace of giving.
所以保罗在提醒我们要在这个给予的这个礼物、这个恩赐上面要有成长。
And if we don't, we're really just neglecting the very presence of giving, generous God in our lives.
如果我们不这么做，实际上我们是在拒绝，就是一个慷慨的一个神，因为神是慷慨，是愿意共享的。
Yeah, and he has revealed himself in the great gift of grace, and is trying to get us become more like him.
因为神给我们免费的礼物，他的恩典就已经充足的显现出来了。他希望我们也有他的这个特质，能够乐于分享，乐于共享。
Okay, so.What does it mean to you and me in PBCCC?
所以对于我们这个华人基督教会的你和我来讲，这一点意味着什么？
How can we be more like the giving, generous God?
我们怎么能够一个慷慨的、一个愿意给予的一个神，有更多的、更像他呢？
Now, I want to point out something to consider.
我想要指出一些事情，让我们大家来思考一下。
In those two stories, Luke's story about Jerusalem Christians and then Paul's story about the Macedonian Christians.
我们看到的这两个故事，就是路加关于这个耶路撒冷的这个基督徒们的故事，和保罗的写的就是哥林多教会、马其顿教会的这些基督徒的故事。
Did you notice that the reason they did this a crazy sharing is because they first received something?
你注意到吗？他们能够做出这样，就是所有的凡物共享的这样，让我们看起来很疯狂的这样的事情。是因为他们刚开始领受了一些什么东西，你注意到了吗？
They received the gift of grace first.
他们领受了这个恩典的礼物，首先是领受了恩典。
And that grace empowered them to commit to sharing so generously.
就是这样的恩典才能够让他们有这样的能力来跟大家凡物共享。
So, to motivate us to sharing, let's first count the abundant blessings that you and I have received from God and from the church.
所以要让我们自己有这样的动机来跟别人分享我们所有的，我们也来先数一数神在我们身上的恩典。
I mean, we can count our pastors.
我们先数一数我们的牧师们。
Yeah, we got Reverend and Mrs. Xi.
我们有许牧师、许师母。
Yeah, Reverend Schwartz.
我们有妈咪。
Dr. Michael Nguyen.
我们有麦牧师。
Yeah, Dr. Wingham.
我们有温牧师。
Reverend Zhou.
我们有周牧师。
I mean, a church with six pastors.
一个教会有六位牧师哎。
Hey, we have also have the elders and deacons and our small group leaders.
我们还有长老了、执事了，还有包括我们小组的组长了。
Yeah, and also think about your own faith journey, those brothers and sisters who have helped you grow.
也再想想你自己的信仰历程，想想这一路有多少弟兄姐妹来帮助你成长。
And also let's also remember that, you know, how we got this church building.
我们再想一想我们这教会当初是怎么建立起来的。
We were at the old church in Delray.
我们开始是在Delray 的那个老教会来聚会。
We wanted to expand because we were running out of space, but we did not have enough money to expand.
那个老教会的教堂不够用了，因为我们人数在增长，可是我们也没有钱去来扩建。
And then, you know, and then a home builder came and wanted to buy our church for the land.
然后一个建筑商就来了我们教会，他想要买下教会的那片土地。
And then they even helped us to find a suitable place for our new building.
他们甚至还帮助我们一起来找了一块可以建新堂的地方。
And we sold the church at the peak of the housing boom, so we got a very good price.
我们当时教会那块地啊，卖的时候正好就是这个房地产这个泡沫泡就泡泡吹的最大的时候，所以我们卖了很好的价钱。
And then we went through a long and arduous process to get the permit to build.
然后我们为了得到新教堂的建筑许可证，实际上是花了很长时间、很艰辛的一段历程。
And then by the time we got the permit to ready to build,
所以当我们最后拿到这个建筑许可证，准备要盖新堂的时候
，the housing bubble burst, and then we were able to build a church with a much much lower price.
这个当时这个房地产的泡沫已经破，这个泡泡已经破掉了，所以我们建新堂实际上花的钱比我们当初所计划的要少得多。
And we ended up with a new church building of a 15,000 square footage with a 300 seating in the sanctuary.
结果最后我们这个新堂建起来是一万五千平方尺的这么一个教会，而且有三百个座位。
And with
就在主堂就有三百个座位。
Yeah, and with a commercial grade kitchen, which is so so important to us Chinese.
对我们中国人来讲，吃是很重要的，所以我们这个新堂有一个非常高级别的这个厨房。
And no mortgage.
而且没有抵押贷款，我们完全没有贷款，全都付清了。
Yeah. Now, how many churches in the entire United States are like us?
在整个美国有多少教会是像我们教会这样这么运气的？
So, we ought to be generous.
所以想想看，我们真的能够，而且我们应该要慷慨一些。
Because our generous God has given us the gift of grace and also empowers us to be generous.
因为我们慷慨的神已经给了我们这个恩典的这份礼物，也让我们，而且能够让我们有这样的能力来更慷慨一些。
So, how do you and I respond to this generous giving God?
所以对这个慷慨的给予的神，我们应该怎么样来回应呢？
Let's start with prayer.
我们从一个祷告来开始。
Let's ask God to give you a burden for one group of people.
我们来求神给我们每一个人都有一个这么一群人能够让我们为他们来心理上对他们有负担。
No need to ask so many.
你先不要问主要很多人。
Just one group of people that you are willing to commit to sharing your time and your resources.
就跟主求这样的一群人，让你愿意把自己的时间和自己的这个资源跟他们分享，这样的一个团体。
Whether that is children,
也许是孩子们
young people or elderly
青少年或者是我们教会的老年弟兄姐妹
singles or couples
或者是单身的弟兄姐妹或者是夫妻的这样的一个团队
single parents or orphans
单亲家庭或者是孤儿
people working in restaurants
或者是餐馆的工人
hospital
医院的这些工作人员
homeless
或者是无家可归的人
people in your cell group, your neighbor
或者是你的小组的团契小组的成员甚至你的邻居
one group of people that you are willing to commit yourself to sharing your time and resources one group
找到这样的一个小组这样一群人让你能够越乐意的花你的时间和你的资源来帮助他们你能不能找这样一个组
and see God how God will work in you
然后去看看神是怎么样在你的心里动工。
And how God will change them through your generosity of time and resources.
也看一看通过你慷慨的去分享你的时间和你的资源神是怎么样来改变他们。
So, and just imagine we all do that.
所以想象一下我们如果都这样做的话。
We have committed to sharing our time and resources with other people.
我们委身愿意跟别的人来一起分享我们的时间和我们的资源。
And God's grace will motivate and empower us to do so.
神的恩典能够让我们有这样的动机去愿乐意去这么做。
And imagine, when we look back at our 50th anniversary.
所以想象一下当我们教会在50年如果庆祝教会建堂50年的时候。
Mm-hmm. And then you will see,and you have impacted other people's lives just because you decided to grow in grace in sharing your time and resources with them.
在那个时候五十年的时候回头看你会看到你就是因为响应了神的这个呼召让能够来愿意与人共享你心里头有这个恩典的负担愿意跟别人共享你会造成多少的改变。
And those people's stories,And your story, actually, God is writing your story and their people's story together.
神在写你的故事，也同时在写这些人的生命故事。
Because so, let's look at what we have received from our generous God.
所以我们看一看，我们从慷慨的神那里已经得到了什么。
And let's ask him to help us excel in grace.
我们也求神能够帮助我们在这个给予的这个恩典这个上面可以更加有成长。
And I'm going to ask, 周师母 to lead us in a song to conclude.
在作为结论我想要周师母来带着我们唱一首诗歌。
我们一起来唱这个你的恩典够我用。专心即是在唯有你爱不更改每个季节恩典只有满满经过经过时和合靠住我脚的刚强每时每刻你与我同在我们再来你不专心即是在唯有你每个季节恩典只有满满虽然经过水和火靠着主我都刚强每时每刻你与我同在你的恩典够我用能力不比我软弱靠着耶稣的圣有的伤我要唱着你的爱永恒无尽靠你爱永不离弃一生相陪伴你的恩典够我用能力不比我软弱靠着耶稣的伤有的伤我要唱着你的爱永恒无尽靠你爱
Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, that you are a generous God. And you did not give us what we deserve. Instead, out of your everlasting love, you gave us your Son instead.
你慷慨待人，你给了我们你的最宝贵的礼物，你的儿子。
So help us to be generous like you, sharing our time and resources.
所以主求你帮助我们像你一样的慷慨，愿意分享我们的时间，我们的资源。
And give us a burden to a group of people that we can commit ourselves to share.
主也给我们这样的一群人，让我们能够委身，愿意去分享我们所有的，跟这样的一群人来分享。
And move in our hearts to make ourselves available to you.
在我们心里动工，让我们乐意为您做这样的事。
And so we ask you in your Son's name, Jesus, amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名来祷告，阿门。